Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up America and Face the Dragon, Lawrence Live. I am your co-host today, Reverend Victoria. One more time, I want to thank you all for your concern on Lawrence's health, for your continued support, going to the website and listening to these shows, passing them on to people you know, but it's fabulous. And I thank you all so very much. We are honored to be here to do what it is that I do each and every week. Our goal in broadcasting is to be the leading voice of the people for the backlash movement against government control over the nation's freedom and to secure the blessings of liberty that will restore traditional American values that we fought for the last 237 years. The pivotal tide of politics has occurred. The radical deviation from the Constitution by both political parties eradicates our rights as free citizens, which cannot be tolerated any longer. Therefore, we choose to voice our political disdain each and every Monday and Wednesday right here on Blog Talk Radio from 1 to 2 o'clock, as long as we still have the right to do so. The authoritarian governmental ideology that is being implemented in America today, as the people can now witness for themselves through rules, regulation, and even the law, and if you've been listening to our shows, you know 2014 is going to be the year of the law. Everything that has been signed will become our reality. Buckle up. For at long last, all utopian dreamers will put an end to the liberty from governmental control that they sought after for decades. The Obama administration's approach to politics will resonate with the people that have had enough of lies, cheats, and the politically correct cowards in our elected office today. Lawrence's book, I must say, I want to thank you all for your continued support in pushing us through. This has been a long, hard road for us, but we have the final approval form will be signed tomorrow. And that means that in signing this form, we are sending it off to be printed. So we are very happy with everything. The back cover came back the way we wanted. I'll post that up on the website today. But however long it takes to print it, that's where we're at now. It's done. It's finished. And I am so proud of Lawrence. I cannot believe after writing a book for 5 years and having this radio show for almost 4 years, for him to have a stroke to lose to be able to speak. Very interesting. But I understand exactly what he is and what he's doing. I am so very proud of how he has come home from the hospital and has put his life together as he sees fit for what is to come for him. And I get my strength from him.
Did it.
He's back. I'm so proud of him. Okay, so let's move forward. So the book going to be out. I'll know in the next week or so just how long before you guys can purchase it. I'll keep you all posted and updated. And Rose, I'm having her as a guest, Rose Colombo, another author of two books, Fight Back Legal Abuse and Obamacare Dinosaurs, Redneck and Radicals. She'll be coming on today to talk about her books, to talk about what's going on, what we can do. And I am honored to always have her on and share, you know, her insight as far as everything she brings. My hat goes off to you, Rose. Thank you so much for all you do. In Lawrence's forthright writing style and his communication skills, along with mine, we'll try to open up the eyes and the ears of those who are afraid to face the dragon of liberalism that is devouring decency, freedom, and individual liberty in America. Lawrence has endeavored to write our country's political truth using God-given common sense that he knows we all possess. He is a patriot, a former soldier, and I want to welcome you all today to Wake Up America and Face the Dragon. I am very sorry, but I have a very, very hard time saying Happy Memorial Day. I'm sorry. I don't feel it. I don't get it. If somebody says Happy Memorial Day to me, that's great. And I say, yes, it is a blessed day. That is my response. But I don't see Happy Memorial Day. So with that, let me move on a little bit to just what I want to do out of Scripture today and where the Lord has taken us. He has taken us, as I know my part, that he leads me. And I'm taken to Mark, the little children in Jesus. I know everything I've done, and even as I look back and see all of my friends and as our kids are growing up, I have a bond. I mean, yesterday I heard my girlfriend as I was on my bike with another girlfriend, and we stopped and saw some friends that were on the canals. My girlfriend was so excited to call her son, who's in fifth grade, and say, Tommy, look, Victoria is here. And that little boy's face, I have to really be honest with you, it is about the children. That's what we do. Lawrence and I didn't have just an angel until we were 40 and 50 years old. I'm beginning to understand why. Because we raised a different kind of child. And we have to go back. And I was able to wait as long as I did to give Justin Angel and to be there for her and learn what it was like, even through almost losing her to a deadly disease, what it was like to just be her mother. And I am so proud of my family all the way around. I am so proud to be here. I am just so grateful on this day for the people that have given their life so that we can have freedom. Freedom is not free, America. Remember that. It is not free. So let's move on to old Mark. The little children in Jesus. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me. And do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I'll tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. And that's exactly what these children are. Blessing. You know, I think, for the last two decades, we've allowed the children to go unnurtured, spiritually unnurtured. And when I have come to learn and find out that 40% of those under 30 years old have no religious affiliation, I tend to look and say, what is going to happen in 20 years? That there's going to be nobody, it's ridiculous. We've got to share and teach our children. I am so glad that our daughter made her confirmation and she's gone through all the sacraments in which to become a child of Jesus. And I am so proud that she's done this. And mostly she's done this on her free will. Most kids were at the retreats and doing their confirmation because their parents made them. I am so gratefully blessed that our daughter wanted to do these things. So I am very happy with that. So the rich man and the young man, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your mother and father." "Teacher," he declared, "all of these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard is it for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God? The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at him and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God. Peter said to him, we have left everything to follow you. I tell you truth, Jesus replied. No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much as this present age. Home, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And with them, persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last shall be first. And that is the word of the Lord. And I love to share that because I just opened my scripture. I have my book. It's been with me from my little sister, who I've only seen a few times in my life, gave me this book engraved with my name on it. And I know she is always with me. And all I know is I have to open it before my show, and he tells me where to go and what it is I am to do. So again, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Wake Up America and Face the Dragon. Lawrence Live, I am your host, Reverend Victoria. All right, so we've been talking about the self and what we've been doing, and how we need to work on ourselves, find what our purpose is. We have that breath of life, and in order to do what it is we are supposed to do. Lawrence is such an example to me to come out of the hospital and rearrange his whole life for his present condition and not stop. I am so in awe every time I look around, and I'm like, his mind is absolutely incredible. And he found it within inside of himself. So we have to be receptive to the idea that a spiritual path is a heart-centered path that cannot be found in any book. Intellectual spirituality will not save us. People often turn to the spiritual path in an attempt to find a deeper meaning of life. We usually look to things spiritual in order to gain a better understanding of things physical. The search may begin with a book or a seminar or a profound personal experience that leads to the reading of a book, attending some sort of gathering where things of a spiritual nature are discussed and explored. Usually, what is read or what is heard strikes a chord somewhere deep in the inner self, and that person knows they are onto something. That's what we have to listen to. And I choose to call that the still, small voice that we have within us. And it's hard to find. It's very hard to find. This ongoing something feeling usually results in the reading of more books, attending of more seminars, and a broadening and a search to discover more materials that will deepen the feeling of being on this spiritual path. It's nice, and it may be fulfilling for a while, but ultimately it can become an intellectual rather than a spiritual experience. So apparently if we're searching too hard and we're trying to gain head knowledge, book knowledge, it can lead us away. What we need to do is find the spiritual knowledge, the knowledge that talks to your inner self. That's what we're after. That is what is going to save that country, this country. That oneness that you feel inside of yourself. And believe me, there are thousands of us that feel the same exact way. That, in Lawrence's book, The 100 Monkey Theory, and all you have to do, you know, we've shared it so many times on this show exactly what that is, the 100th monkey, but if one starts it, then another, and like minds attract like minds. So we are just normal people We are business people. We have a child that lived through a deadly illness. I run my own business. Lawrence had his own business for years. Construction went down. He was taken in a different direction. I took care of things that I had to do to build up while he wrote this book. We did it together. We edited it together. We read it together. We took everything in our life and put everything on a back burner, put ourselves in a little box so that we can do what it is that the Father wanted us to do. And here we are still doing it. That's the amazing thing. It's years later where, in 6 months we're going to be here. Not really. Not in our time. The Lord gives us three answers. Yes, no, and not now. So what I have learned in my not nows is what I'm going to do while I'm in that not now. And that's why we continue to be here each week on the radio. That's why I continue to share the Lord's word and why I share my meditation. That's what I'm called to do. And then we'll get into some of Lawrence's book and exactly what's going on in this country and why we're here. But we have to get right with inside of ourselves first. First. You cannot take the sliver out of your neighbor and eye until you take the plank out of your own. And that's hopefully I got it right. Doesn't matter. You guys know what I'm talking about. So it's not what we say I'm not saying like don't read spiritual things. You've got to find what talks to you. And it doesn't mean that you should not attend events which with the intention of broadening your spiritual understanding. If that's where you're drawn to follow, that you've got to follow that in a spirit. And that's what we want. This is to say clearly and openly that reading books, writing notes and index cards, professing to know what you have read and written will not save you. Knowing what you do and are doing it are not the same. Reading leads to knowing. Doing leads to experience. And only your own experience will ultimately save you. That's my point. Again, as long as we have the breath of life, we must have a purpose. We have to continue to keep finding it. And wherever you can get that inspiration. I told my clients, what you have to do is, you know, you don't have to believe in the Father, the God, if that's not where you're at. But you must look for something greater than yourself. This world was created by something greater than you. So if you can go outside and look at a tree or look at a flower or look at a sunset or look at a sunrise or look at anything, look at a child's laughter, look at an old person sitting with contentment in their eyes, doesn't matter. But if you can get a feeling that's beyond yourself, then you've got a point. Then you've got a point. So until now, we may believe that all we need is an in-depth knowledge of spiritual principles and ideals. We don't. Just for today, try grounding our spiritual philosophy in our heart. Don't forget, ask the Holy Spirit to assist us in discovering whether or not we are on the path that is most beneficial to us. That's all. Guidance. Ask for the guidance. It's there. It's here for us. It is here. Use it. Oklahoma is setting a good example. I hear their faith, what is bringing them and keeping them and sustaining them is their faith. And I so am so proud to hear that. I have my guest right now. I want to wait. Thank you so much for waiting. And welcome to Wake Up America and Face the Dragon, Lawrence Live.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
As you can tell, you've been listening. I know you've been right there waiting, and I'm so proud to have you on. I'm doing very good. I'm sure you heard my little tidbit. I have a very hard time saying Happy Memorial Day.
I know, but it's such a great day to honor our fallen soldiers.
It is, but a Happy Memorial. I don't know. Blessed. I choose to respond to people. Yes, it is. It is a blessed day. We are blessed because of what they have done. So
exactly, they've given their all for freedom and liberty, and to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
There's
no more than that you can give, or more honorable a thing that anyone can do than what they've done.
Exactly.
And God bless their families too.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and even all those who are serving now, I mean, you know, I have such a really hard time, because this country wastes so much money, Rose. We waste so much that these men that are out there doing what they're doing should have the best of the best. It is shameful.
It is painful. Just so your guests know, this is Rose Colombo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said you were going to be on. I also said about your books, and I said you were going to be my guest. So I am so sorry. To my audience, Ms. Rose Colombo is here, and I am so proud to have you, as always.
Oh, thank you. I was just saying it, so people are probably wondering who she's speaking to. But actually, you know, I have a friend, and she's a counselor, a marriage counselor, a family and marriage counselor, and she belongs to a specific group of other counselors. And she emailed me and told me, she said, Rose, because her and I were both involved in legal abuses through the court system, and we were both fighting back at the same time and holding protests and doing a lot of different things a generation ago. And to bring awareness to America, and she emailed me and she said, Rose, it is so bad the way this administration is treating our veterans. She goes, it's worse than the American people have knowledge about. And she said, it's really horrible.
Yeah, I
you know that they even have a booklet for veterans to sign for early end-of-life counseling. So
a booklet.
It's not bad enough they were injured for the rest of their lives, but they're handed an early end-of-life counseling booklet.
Right. That between that and taking religion out of the military is absolutely heartbreaking to me.
It's not heartbreaking. It's corrupt and it's immoral.
Right, but you know what? You know, Rose, I listened to this president get on the other day and do his little spiel. He says nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you're going to tell me that Eric Holder, all right, this is the man who sat there and said his hands were clean, he knows nothing, the White House knows nothing. You have got to be kidding me. So now they're going to look into themselves?
They're going to investigate themselves. Every criminal should be allowed to investigate themselves then.
Are you serious?
I mean, because if that's the way the country's going to run itself, where anyone who's alleged to have committed a crime, then, why should anyone have to go to court and be investigated by a prosecutor? Why not just let them investigate themselves?
Exactly.
Seriously. There is no rule of law.
No.
It's a lawless, it appears to be a lawless administration, basically. They are holding themselves above the law and exempting themselves from Obamacare, exempting themselves from being investigated, exempting themselves from everything. So the American people did not, at the time of their election, of the elections, vote for people to hold themselves above the law. They didn't vote for people and taxpayer fund their wages to investigate themselves.
Yeah, but you know what? If America would have really stopped and taken a good look at his executive orders that were being signed from the time that his first term, and if they would have really, really started paying attention, I mean, we're just allowing it. And now all of a sudden you get these congressmen putting these people who are supposedly have the answers to what is going on, and all we're getting is, nobody knows what's going on. How could this president stand in front of this country, seriously, and tell us that he's learning about these things through the news media at the same time we are? If that doesn't say enough to the American people, then when are the American people going to have enough, Rose?
Well, you know, if it's my opinion that Congress should say, well, you know, we're – going to have to investigate your competence, because this is total egregious incompetence and negligence that you don't know anything about what's going on in our country.
Exactly.
That you
and
know nothing about protecting the safety and welfare of our diplomats, our U.S. Navy SEALs, our military, and the American people, because
right.
you know nothing about the your administration's who you're responsible for targeting and spying on the American people and or any of the scandals. And therefore, we need to appoint a special prosecutor just to look in and see what do you do on the Americans' time and dime every day.
Well, you know, I think it's going to be, it has to be, Tom. We're coming to a breaking point, I think. They're killing Americans. They're shutting people up. They're steamrolling over our Constitution. They've already stomped on our Bill of Rights.
Oh, they don't care about the
Constitution.
They silence
our Congress. They shut up our Senate, and they close the White House doors to the American people. When,
and they allowed and they welcomed the illegals, and they welcomed
exactly.
the foreign
right.
religion, specific religion, into the White House.
Well,
but
they haven't made
shut
us
out
the
Christians
minority
and
yet.
Americans.
Isn't the goal to make us Americans, the true Americans, aren't we? We're
well, it's a message,
up, made the minority.
It's a message. It's a
yes.
message that you people mean nothing to us. You are slaves. You are to keep working and pay taxes for
right.
those of us who we favor.
And we can't, and we, you have no question. I'm just afraid, Rose, I kid you not. I kid you not. I am just so afraid that this country is going to stay asleep until they wake up, and those freedoms and liberties are going to be gone.
Well,
and everybody, look at everybody go, what happened? If
well,
I hear one more grown man say to my face, I know nothing about politics, I'm telling you, Rose, I'm telling you, I want to take them and just smack them across the face. Because you know what? As an American man, you have a responsibility.
Well, you know, they have a responsibility to protect our women and children, too.
Right, and but that's
and
what they're not doing.
It seems like it's the
that's
women who are having to step up to the plate and stand on the front lines and expose the corruption. Where are the men?
Right, right. That's
you know, where
my
are
point.
All the men? What happened to
where
them?
Where are all the men? You hear them in the Congress, and you're looking at them, and I see them getting flustered, and I see them. There's a few of them here and there, you know, that want answers to the questions. But in the bottom line is, you know, you look at who's sitting up there, and then, well, I don't have an answer to that. My hands are clean. And I'm like sitting here going, you have got to be kidding me.
Well, wouldn't that be nice if everybody who was accused of committing some wrongdoing could just sit in the court of law and say, I don't remember, I don't recall.
Or say, you know what, nothing wrong.
My hands are clean, I did nothing wrong.
And now I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave, okay? How about
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, exactly. So, but for someone to sit there and say, and they weren't even asked, and to
right.
state that they did nothing wrong, well, what are they talking about? They must have thought they did something wrong because nobody said that they did anything wrong. They hadn't even asked a question yet.
Right. I
about any
no
wrongdoing.
Laws, did nothing wrong. And
so
if she wanted to, if she wanted to plead the fifth, that's all she should have said. She should have never made an opening statement.
No, she should have never said she didn't do anything wrong if no one asked her or accused her of
right.
doing anything wrong. They hadn't even opened their mouths yet.
Right, exactly.
You know? And so what is it that you think you did wrong?
Right.
That you have to defend yourself. You know what I'm
do
saying?
You know, yesterday, President Obama spoke at National Defense University,
yeah.
And he had the nerve to tell them, we shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields, in the streets, and we shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Has he ever visited any of those battlegrounds?
Mm. Yeah, I wish you would just tell us
other
that.
Other presidents have actually visited battlegrounds. I was just wondering if he's ever visited any battlegrounds.
Well, the streets of Chicago, Rose.
The streets of Chicago, they need to send the National Guard in there and clean it up.
I know, and you don't hear anything about it.
No.
I mean, let's face it, it's not a pretty sight there. And these thugs that are running this country just all happen to be from there.
It's so crazy. And there's so much in the news right now, that one scandal on top of the other scandal. One of the good things I did read, since it's Memorial Day, is that the Green Berets sent a letter to Washington, and they stated that they will support and defend the Constitution against all enemies.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And then I read another article that said that the IRS scandal is moving closer to a special prosecutor.
It has to.
Yes, because the senators... They're seeking links to the Obama White House.
Yeah, and you know what, Rose? Just keep digging for the truth. Remember, Saul Alinsky's Rule 13, rules for radicals. They weren't meant for liberals. They were meant for anybody who wanted to radicalize against. Rule number 8, keep the pressure on. If we take the 13 rules that we used on us for the last, 30 years, and turn them around on them, we have a fighting chance.
Well, there's a really interesting article I came across yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, Mal Novak, who's a prison minister and a movie actor, he actually got me thinking about Japan. So I researched it, and I found this article, and it said, Japan, a land without Muslims. And it does not allow Muslims to become citizens in their country or own businesses or even marry their own, which is very rare, or even allow their leaders to visit their country. I think only it said that about 2 leaders from the Muslim world have actually visited their country. And they're very, very strict to protect. The reason is because they don't believe that their culture will mix with their culture and their beliefs and their laws. So they're very protective of their sovereignty and protecting their laws and their culture and their religious beliefs. And
well, that's
keeping
the way
them
it
separate.
Is supposed to be. We've laid ours to rest where this country was ready to put a mosque right at ground zero. And, you know, in the history in Islam, you know, the Muslims, they erect a mosque on top of it. That shows that they've conquered it. And how could this country just even for 1 second entertain the thought of them building anything down there?
Well, you know, there's still human remains there, too.
Don't get me wrong.
There's still bits and pieces of human remains on that ground. It's sacred ground. And I remember Senator Schumer and Mayor Bloomberg standing on television accusing the American people of not being tolerant of freedom of religion because they wanted to preserve that land for a memorial for the 9/11 families and the victims. And, and the declaration of war was declared that day on that specific land, just like at Pearl Harbor they made a memorial out of it.
Right.
And so, you know, we have to remember that we can be attacked, and one of the ways that we do that is by preserving those areas that have been attacked, but especially where human remains are still, you know, embedded into the ground. That's sacred ground.
Judge Andrew Napolitano put it good today. He says, America... The greatest losses to our freedom have come not from someone attacking us, but from the government ignoring the Constitution and the majority letting them get away with it.
I think, you know, it takes a long, long time for agendas to happen and for change to come and transformation. And this, people have to remember, this didn't start with Obama. This started.
No, it did not.
No. It started a long time ago, and it reared its ugly head during the Clinton years when Clinton was giving hints about she wanted to create a village, she wanted universal health care, Bill Clinton outsourced America's jobs and companies and technology and opened up the Long Beach port without China having to pay tariffs and actually controlling that port. And so this did not start with Obama. It has escalated under this administration.
Yes, I very much agree.
And so you have to look at your past to know what's coming, how it came about to in the present. And if you look at that, then you better figure out what's going to happen to the future if Americans don't wake up and save their country.
Well, that's exactly why you and I keep doing and, you know.
Well, there's an article, Victoria, on the Internet. It says, Obama claims that working with Muslim Brotherhood will bring victory over terrorism. Now, that doesn't make people, like, you know,
no, but
their heads.
Yeah. I also have one. President Obama has just admitted that he has no intention of keeping Americans safe from Islamist aggression here or abroad. This should come as a tremendous comfort to terrorism's big money backers, Saudi Arabia and Qatar. We'll no longer have to worry about the Obama administration getting away with their terror financing and global Islamic aspirations. So that's the speech I was telling you about, the national security speech.
Yeah.
Over the last 5 years, Obama has gone to great lengths to shield and encourage aggressive Islamist influence inside the United States and elsewhere. Nothing is an act of terror unless Obama says so. No one is our enemy unless the boy king proclaims it. And so anyone who says different finds him or herself vilified, investigated, and harassed by federal authorities, unless, of course, they are Muslim. Granted access to the highest levels of government, Muslims now help shape Obama's new anti-American national security policies. Do not be fooled by the token drone strikes or the alleged masterful use of special operations to eradicate terrorism leaders. If the missiles fired are not finding targets in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, chances are the Sunni leaders of global Islamic terrorism are directing them. Very nice.
Well, bottom line is that it's common sense.
Right.
If Americans are being denied the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, the freedom of religion, the freedom of individuality, the freedom to speak out, the freedom to protest, the freedom to access the White House, I mean, just those things alone, and watching all of our tax dollars that were saved for our children for 236 years go to enemy countries, our jobs go to communist countries, our companies going to communist countries, and then you have the UN Agenda 21, whose goal is to depopulate the world and to redistribute all of the wealth from America to other foreign third world nations. Their nations, because the UN is made up of mostly third world nations. Western civilization has but a mere voice there. But they're using all of our money and our taxes and our hard work to redistribute. What's going to happen to America? There will be no middle class, and there will be capitalism and free enterprise will be totally diminished, and jobs will be fewer. So the American people will be dependent upon the federal government for everything.
And that's just what they're going for.
That's exactly what they're going for. And if people don't see that, and then you've got the news spinning how great the economy is and the job market is and how everything's just panning out so great. Well, if people believe that, they aren't looking out their windows and stepping out of their doors and seeing the American people pushing carts in the streets where there never used to be people pushing carts in the street, and businesses with closed signs all over the place.
Right.
Businesses that were thriving in 2008 are closed.
Hey, listen, Rose, I have my hair salon. On one side of me is an 18,000 square foot empty business. On the left of me is another 2,000 square foot empty business.
I mean, you go to, I don't know if you've...
And I'm here in Long Beach. I'm on the ocean. This is prime property. This is ocean view property, and they're empty.
Well, look at the U.S. post offices, this government has bankrupted the U.S. post offices.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Social Security and Medicare.
did you hear one of my stories on the post offices? Okay.
No.
So here's something I came across. You're going to really love this one.
Okay.
Here's something a couple of shows back. I came across this and I almost fell through the floor. Okay. So here. The government is closing 46 big, huge office buildings, all right? And they were all former post offices. Guess who is the broker in this deal to sell the buildings?
Oh, is that Feinstein's husband?
Yay! You got it. Ding, ding, ding. Winner.
Do I get a prize?
You got a prize. Do you believe that? Tell me this isn't the crap. I mean, are you serious?
Well, look at Pelosi. I mean, her brother-in-law was in the news because Obama approved millions of dollars for his business.
Yes. She went
so,
in.
It's all they're doing is passing around our tax dollars amongst themselves.
Exactly, until there's not enough, and then they'll let it fall, and they'll all be fat and sitting on there, sitting
well,
high on the hog. But as I read today, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. So good luck with that.
Well, it's really scary because when you think about, a president of the United States asking the law enforcement and the U.S. military if they will fire on American citizens, that is a pretty frightening thing. When in 236 years has a president ever asked such a question of law enforcement? They usually ask, would you fire on the enemy, not the American people?
Not the American. Well, and now if they'll write you off if you say, no, you're not going to fire on Americans, because that's what, they're going to make it as ugly. Remember, we were told, then don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. And now they have quite a few. And make them wave their hands up in the air. The thing that I don't get is, how the hell did Hillary Clinton get away? She actually got away.
Well, so far, who's been held accountable?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then she got away.
Who goes to jail? The people who speak out.
Right. And that, exactly. The people who speak out are the ones going to,
Who's being targeted and spied on? The media.
I know.
They thought they were going to be, with all their support and everything, I guess they thought they were going to be immune or... isolated from what's going
to
happen to the rest of the Americans.
Holder went to three different judges before he could get one of them to sign off on those papers that he wanted for those three different judges.
There you
go. Before he got one that would be on, take the bribe, I guess.
it's kind of... scary for our soldiers because there's a 70% increase of deaths of military men and women on the battlefields, and there's a huge increase of suicides as well of American soldiers. That is very scary.
The increase in suicides I find astonishing.
And the number of U.S. Navy SEALs who have been murdered is astonishing.
Well, we spoke last week, I think 46 people that were connected to the Clinton administration have passed, or 49
at least. In the Clinton Chronicles, there's like over 90.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have to wonder who are the representatives who are going to stand with the American people. We don't even
That's all we can do, That's what
we don't know which ones are actually theatrical and which ones are actually true loyal Americans anymore who are going to stand up for the U.S. Constitution and uphold their sworn oath and perform their fiduciary duty to God, country, and to the U.S. Constitution and uphold justice.
And you know what? That's why I liked with that, what was his name, Trey?
Gowdry?
Yeah.
Representative Trey Gowdry.
All right. Now, I like when you, because you know what that shows me? When something is done and someone speaks up because their spirit just does it. They don't even know they do. You know what I'm saying? They're just moved. Like in the President Obama's speech, when you heard, "You lied," you know, came out. Those are the men, Representative Joe Wilson,
telling the truth.
Exactly. That's the ones we're looking at. We're looking for, you know. It's just amazing the oath that they take when they raise their hand. It's just amazing to me.
Well, you know, if you can take an oath, but you don't have to have the, especially have the intent of upholding the oath. You might have the intent of not upholding the oath in your heart and mind and spirit,
right.
You know. And so are we being fooled by many of these public servants who are, you know, on
we
fence
to,
or jumped over the fence and, you know, and joined somebody else?
Well, they have to be, because the last sentence in the oath is, "So help me God." Now,
well, God's going
to
do it.
Whoever's in those places have successfully been trying to remove God. So
they can't remove God with the fattiest thing in the whole world. They couldn't remove God if they, no matter how hard they try, they cannot remove God.
That's not going to.
Their frustration.
Well, that's exactly, totally, that's got to be their frustration.
I mean, what a stupid thing to think that they can remove God. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you could be an atheist.
They've done a pretty good job at it. If you look at Christmas time, you can't even put up a damn manger.
Wait a minute,
we're not even at Christmas now. Now everything is holiday. You know, you can't go to a store and nobody says Merry Christmas anymore. What are they? Happy holidays. I mean, they're
Merry
doing a
Christmas,
damn good job.
I say, God bless you. I don't care what they think. This is the United States of America. This is a Judeo-Christian nation. These are the traditions of 236 years. I am not a foreigner. I shall continue to exercise U.S. natural-born constitutional rights as long as God allows me to do that. And no man who violates the Constitution has the right to tell Americans to shut up, sit down, and to ignore their U.S. constitutional rights and or exercise them.
Right.
You know, and that's the bottom line, is that the American people need to stand up and say we've had enough.
And that's the
we're
only thing it's going
to
come down to.
Back.
And believe it or not, that is what it's going to come down to. It's going to be how much can the American people take before the American people say we've had enough. We've had enough.
Well, we're broke. They've sent all of our, you know, the money they
printed
out of
still
air.
They're still schmoozing.
Do you know we have hungry children on this in our country?
Nobody wants to do the hard work, Rose.
And do you know we have hungry children on our own soil?
Yeah, until they have to do the hard work.
Well, you know, it's probably going to take more pain and suffering.
Yeah.
For the entire nation to wake up.
Yeah.
And they usually wait until it starts affecting them personally.
Right.
Before they get involved. It's the problem, like over in Europe, it's starting to affect their entire country now, where they actually see somebody beheading a soldier
on the street
right before
the
their very
be
eyes.
Doing it as if it's a movie. And then that's another thing too, Rose. Hollywood's coming out with some very destructive movies on this country. Really destructive. And you know, that mindset, I don't know.
It's very hard to understand the liberal mindset.
Ugh.
I mean, it's almost impossible, because you're looking at them and you're listening to them and you're thinking, how could you even think these things about the American people or America and still live here? Why don't you go live in a communist country?
Right. No, their goal is to conquer us. That's
because
their goal.
It's the American people who make Hollywood wealthy.
Of course.
So what are they thinking?
That was also a big diversion, too. I mean, you've got people
go
that know nothing of this country but can repeat to you the last five seasons of American Idol. Give me a break.
Yeah,
you have generations of kids that follow a murderer on the show, and this is exciting to them. I mean, they've successfully diverted this country's attention big time.
They have diverted it to the point where there's a huge number of young people who don't go to church, who don't believe in God, and who don't believe in don't even know what the Ten Commandments are.
And here's something I learned this week. Okay. There is on our college campuses, our students and the kids that either are borrowing the money or their parents' hard money is paying for them to go to college, that this group of college kids are actually, they are what's called the hookup generation. Now, I wanted to delve into this because I wanted to see where it was going. What this is on college campuses, this hookup generation, all they do is have sex. There is no commitment. There is no nothing the next day. They are just hooking up whenever or whoever they want to with no responsibility at all. Okay?
That's because they don't have God in their lives.
Right,
they're
actually called the hookup generation. Now, what it's doing, though, Rose, it is desensitizing these young adults into respectful, meaningful relationships. How are they ever going to recover? If this keeps going the way it is, they are desensitizing these teens emotionally desensitizing them. And
well,
I find this to be alarming.
They are totally desensitizing that human beings are, there's a sanctity of life, and that human beings and unborn babies are anything at all of
they
any significance. And that comes
so
from
that they can wire us and control us.
And that comes from a barbaric nations that they just kill people just to kill people because they, for whatever their reasons are, and they are of no value. And it's very serious because in America now there is, under the Clinton administration, he ordered a human capital. I've been doing a lot of research for a lot of years.
I know you have.
He ordered a study on human capital. Human capital is the worth and value or no worth and value of every human being by the government. So they can determine if you're of any value to the government or you're not, which is what I talk about in my latest satire, Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals, because Obamacare is going to do the same thing. It's going to determine, based on your age and your health and the cost to the government, whether they're going to pull the plug or not.
Yeah. I'm serious. And
Americans don't understand all of this. Not all Americans, but there's too many that don't get it.
There's more that don't get it than those that do.
Yes, that's the problem. And I mean, just like you were talking about Feinstein, and there's another article. It says, Feinstein's hubby wins California high-speed rail contract.
The
dirty business as usual at California high-speed rail out of the entire universe of those who could have won the first phase construction contract for California's high rail boondoggle. Who would stand out as the person who would win?
Are you serious?
From Western Journalism, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So all these people who are paid with taxpayer dollars should not get retirement money.
No.
Because they have made
serious?
Themselves so wealthy and there's so many conflicts of interest that they should retire and let somebody else have a job. and they should not be paid retirement from taxpayers. That's how I feel about it.
Wow.
Seriously, why should we pay them, or even presidents? Why do we have to pay them for the rest of their lives? Especially presidents who did nothing for our country, but did a lot more for other foreign enemy
countries.
And
not only that, but they've also lifted that they're able to do insider trading again on Congress. Nancy Pelosi came into office with $12 million and left with $38 million. And now they're allowed to do it again, right under this country's nose.
Because they don't care.
They're allowed again, and nobody's doing anything. It's like, oh, well, what do you mean, oh, well? They're stealing all of our money because, and now they, you know why they opened it up? Is because Bernanke and all the money they're printing is all sitting at the top, and now all the fat cats are going to go back in and get their share until
it ends.
There's nothing left.
They're probably going to pull the plug on the American people after they pilfered all the money and all the...
My point exactly.
Yeah, they're probably going to pull the plug on the American people. I mean, how else can, you know, we survive when they are denying freedom and liberty and ignoring and avoiding and trampling on the Constitution, and they are taking all the contracts rather than letting the American contractors bid on them. So the same people are doing the insider trading, taking all the, these contracts and stuff that could have been spread around America to, you know, generate jobs for the American people and keep businesses in business so they can expand and create more jobs. So this is the destruction of America.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Yeah, between all the conflicts of interest, between all the pilfering, between sending billions across the oceans to communist nations, jobs, money, giving away free Long Beach ports at the expense of the taxpayers, disarming Americans. I mean, what more are they going to do? Fire on Americans next? Pull the plug on the economy? I mean, seriously, what's next?
You know something, Rose? I find it interesting, but because of the Memorial Day,
They're totally shameful. This is totally shameful.
A lot of World War II on. And you know what? You sit there and you wonder, like, how the hell did the people stand by and let Hitler do what he did?
They're using the same tactic
on us, and one day we're going to turn around and go, how were the American people so stupid?
Exactly. How were the American people so stupid?
Because
they were lulled away.
They were lulled to sleep with all their goodies, bigger cars, bigger houses, bigger jobs, money, 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 vacations, boats, yachts, yada, 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 yada. When you have the cover of a magazine with a 23-year-old and she's wearing over $60,000 between her purse, her shoes, her ring, and her necklace, give me a break.
The kids can't even afford college. They're in debt before they even get out of college, and then they can't even get a job at McDonald's because, there's no jobs out there.
Right.
So if people don't wake up really soon and fast and they start marching on Washington, D.C. peacefully, legally, peacefully.
Right. Well, that's peacefully, legally. And you know what? It's terrible that you have to say it like that because truthfully in my heart what I want to say is, wake up, America! Start hitting Washington!
Yeah, and it's going to take the people from around this nation to bring pink slips and deliver them to Congress say, these are the people we want gone.
Right.
You know, these are the people.
Your seat.
These are the people we're firing. We are the employers. We are the ones who are going to fire them. And we want you to do your jobs. You know, we want you to uphold the we want you to do some really difficult things. We'd like you to uphold your sworn oath.
Right.
We'd like you to uphold the Constitution. We'd like you to investigate scandals. We'd like you to hold people accountable, appoint special prosecutors and grand juries, and actually do your job.
That's it, and do your job. Hey, Rose,
that's
I got like 40 seconds left on the show. We've had
God
a great
bless
show,
you,
and I hope
and
everybody
God
enjoys
bless
the things and the topics we've talked about.
Wow.
Well, oh, God
give
bless
a shout
you.
Shout out to your book, Rose.
Oh, Obamacare, Dinosaurs, Rednecks and Radicals, a satire that you don't have to read 2,700 pages of laws. You will know exactly the devastation that's coming to your health and pocketbooks.
Thanks, Rose. Thanks for being my guest. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Faith and honor.
Faith and honor.
I love having Rose. I got 10 seconds. Go to www.wakeupamericaandfacethedragon.com.
Come on.
Like, huh?